Just a couple of quick thank yous. I want to thank the Schick family for setting up today. I would like to thank Srilly Earps. I didn't order music. He just saw it and he decided to come. So I want to thank him for coming. And of all the people that come to the Mishmar, is Phil Kamara still here? Phil is so dedicated. Not only they came a whole summer, but last Thursday night, which was Rosh Hashanah by night, him and his chavrusa said, it's Mishmar night, Rosh Hashanah, and they came. No black and whites, no coffee, nobody, but they came. And I don't think Phil has ever had a Seder in Gemara, certainly not that kept going this long in his life. Am I right, Marty? See, Marty and the schus that he was makar of people all his life, Phil is being makar of him now, right? It's wonderful, it's wonderful. I'd like to share with you, I really want to thank everybody who comes. I want to share with you a vart for Simchas Torah, which I think is apropos also for a Siyum. There's a song we sing, V'samachta b'chagecha v'hayisa'ach sameach, which is kind of nice because most people think there's a pasuk that says V'samachta b'chagecha v'hayisa'ach sameach. We take the Chumash and Parshas Re'ei, they're two different psukim. One pasuk is a mitzvah V'samachta b'chagecha. And then there's a pasuk, separate pasuk, Vayisach Sameach. There are two mitzvahs to be Sameach on Sukkot. V'samachta b'chagecha, Vayisach Sameach. Rashi says on Vayisach Sameach, he says, Al pipshat, it's a haftacha, haftachahu. It's not a mitzvah. Vayisach, Hashem says, you will be happy. And Rashi says, Aval api Talmud, according to the drush of the Shas, Vayisach Sameach is l'rabbis yom tifa achrin shel chag. So there are two mitzvahs. The mitzvah samachta b'chagecha from the first day of Sukkot. And there's another mitzvah, Vayisach Sameach, the last days. The last day, Shmini Atzeres. So the question is, why there are two separate mitzvahs? It's one mitzvah to be misameach on Sukkot, on every Yom Tov really. And the question is, why the Teresh tells Avek two separate mitzvahs? The other question, the Gra asks on the Chumash, V'yisa ach sameach, ach is a miyut. So what's V'yisa ach sameach? Sounds like less happy. What's the miyut? V'yisa ach sameach of Shmini Atzeres. And the Gra asks, this is a kasha. So to answer it, I'd like to explain that there are two types of simcha. There's a simcha which is an emtsoi. It's a way of serving Hashem, of coming close to Hashem. What's the simcha of a samachta b'chagecha? Ein simcha ela b'basa v'yayin. It's eating and drinking. Who can be misameach eating and drinking? The pashut person. Probably the more baltaiva a person is, the more the basa v'yayin gives him simcha. It's an emsoi to feel the simcha sahag. And Adam Gadol, I can't imagine Rav Moshe being so happy eating basa v'yayin. He's probably happy because it's a mitzvah, so it made him happy to eat basa v'yayin. But the ain't simcha ela b'basa v'yayin, the v'samachta b'chagecha, is an emtsoi, a way of drawing closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the mitzvah. Comes Yom Tov, you have to look for ways to be happy, basa and yayin, etc. After 7 days of sitting in a sukkah, 7 days of shaking the darba mina, 7 days of eating karbonis, of being oil regal, for 7 days, it comes Shmini Atzeres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you need a different type of simcha. A simcha that's ach sameach is not for everybody. It's a simcha that a Baal Madrega, who's margish, the Kedusha of the Yom Tov, could feel. It's a different level of simcha. When the Rambam brings, at the end of Hilchus Luliv, the mitzvah of being the sameach, the last days, he doesn't say basa v'yayin. He doesn't say a word about basa v'yayin. He says in Hilchus Luliv, Perches, Ketzat simcha zu, how is the simcha of a Yisach Sameach? He says, this simcha, mitzvah laharbois b'simcha zu, he says, aheyach haisa simcha zu, hachalil maka, musicians, umenage b'kinar, he says, v'chol echad v'echad b'kli shir shu'edea l'nagin boy, people brought their own musical instruments, umishu'edea b'peh b'peh, someone who knows how to sing, b'peh sings b'peh. It's mashu, if you really don't sing well b'peh, that there's no mitzvah to sing b'peh. V'roikdim u'misapkin u'metapkin, he says, and they dance, That's the simcha of Yisrael Sameach, is a simcha that's a result. It's not a emtsoi to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tayelis, it's the tafkid. The tafkid is to come to a simcha of Iskarvis to Rabbi Nishalaylam. V'loya yu'oisin oisa amei ha'aretz. V'chol mishi yirtza. V'vayisa ach sameach simcha is naf amei ha'aretz. Ela gedoyle chachmi Yisrael. V'rashi yeshivis, v'sanhedrin, chasidim, v'skeidim, v'achimais. Ahayim shoyim urakdin u'vesapkin. Umenagrin umesamchem b'migdash b'imei chag asukis kolav anoshim anoshim boim lirais v'lishmaya. So it's ach sameach, it's a miyud, it's not the full sin, it's not everybody's simcha. So Yom Tov starts with a mitzvah laharbis v'basaviyayin, to enjoy, to eat and drink, but it's supposed to come to a teyeles by the end of Yom Tov v'yisa ach sameach, to have this type of simcha which is the teyeles, to feel a closeness to Rabbi Nishalom. You know, it's like somebody marries off a child. He's zecher to marry off a child. He's joyful at the wedding. He's joyful with bus of the yayin. The bus of the yayin is what makes him be happy. He has good meat at the wedding. Chas v'shalom. The simcha is a simcha of shiras and shishpachas to Rabbi Nishalom. That he's zecher to come to such a point. That's the v'yisa ach sameach. The ach sameach mitzvah that comes at the end of Yontif, the tachlis of Yontif. So Chazal took the Siyum HaTorah, the Simchas Torah, that we finished the Torah, and they put it on the day of Ha'yisa Ach Sameach. The Siyum comes at a day that a person has a Simcha as a tachlis in itself. It's Karvas to the Rabbi Nishalayim. The purpose of a Siyum is to feel that is Karvas, to feel that Nankai to the Rabbi Nishalayim. The idea that a person could stick with something. And I know not everyone learned Makis, and from those who learned Makis, not everyone finished Makis yet. But the point is that we've gone through a year, Thursday nights, and the program has kept going. There are core people who come every week, and there's a large number of people who come most weeks, and then a few people who come some weeks. And then we have the other people that we got to get in the door. But the point tonight is the recognition that we accomplished something, to have this simcha. Last year, one Thursday night, I had a wedding, and I came back. Rabbi Leaf, if you remember, gave the shiur, and I drove down the block. It was about 11:45, and I came off the belt, came back from Jersey, and I'm driving down. The streets are empty at midnight. And as I'm driving down this block looking for parking, suddenly I see people, dozens of people walking out with svarim, talking to each other. It was just a tremendous simcha, and I have to think that the Rabbi Shalom has a simcha with it as well. I hope that you'll undertake to join us from Masechta Avodah Zarah. It's a beautiful Masechta, and it has a big maila. There are a lot of yesaidis in the Masechta. I'll try as best I can to put on the sign on every amid the taisvis that I think is yesaidistic taisvis. The maila with Avodah Zarah, I have to tell you the truth, Rashi and the Balei Taisvis were in the wine business. A lot of the Masechta is about wine. They are big taisusim. And therefore, they are short amudim. Many amudim are short. Somebody falls behind. Maybe it's easier to catch up. You do it without the taisus. But I hope that it probably take us 2 years, maybe a little more, that we should be able to make a siyum together. Please stick with it. I certainly hope tomorrow night is Yom HaKippurim, the Emes Hadin. We should stand in front of the Rabbi Yishalaylam with the joy that we know. If tomorrow night you're dribbling, it's off you to keep your eyes open by the piyut, and you should tell the Rabbi Nishalayim, as of Sameach with your simcha last night, and I stay up late, Tamidei Chachamim Sheminadiv in Sheina Me'einayhem, Tamidei Chacham, Eilu Tamidei Chacham Sheminadiv Ne'em, Chazal say a praise for Tamidei Chacham who fight off to sleep, to stay up at night, and I want to thank everyone for being here. I hope you'll continue to be here. Yitzhak Hashem, we should be zeicha to make many, many simchas. Agmar Chassim HaTayva to everybody. Agut Yar.
I want to thank everyone for making this year possible. To me, it was just a dream to try to do something like this. And to be honest, I did dream that we'll have this many people, but it was only a dream, and I appreciate your coming, and I hope it will continue to grow. When I was the Beis Medrash in Tar V'Das, I had a friend of mine down the bench learning. It's a pleasure that here at the Mishmar, he comes to the Mishmar, and he and his Chavrusa were very...
devoted to keeping up with the Seder. So I asked my dear friend, Rav Gedalia Zlatowicz, to make the Siyum on behalf of the island.
Thank you. I'm really humbled to be standing here in front of such a chashuv island. It's been an amazing year. Now, usually when something starts like this, you know, it peters out after a few weeks, and a few months later it's over. You have a few diehards who hold out. But it's really a schus to be standing in front of such a chashuv island. We started this almost a year ago now, and to make a siyum, it says a lot about each and every one of you, and more so about the Rav, who never missed except for the one time he was in Eretz Yisrael during the year. It's his enthusiasm and his positive way he gives it over to us, just to make everyone feel that they can do it and increase their Avodas Hashem. If I could just say one short part, we say every day in davening three times a day, V'zoicher chastei avos, that the Rebbeinu Shalom remembers the chastei avos, the chesed of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov, umevi goyel levnei v'neihem, and he brings geula to their einikloch, and then it says leman shemoi, for the sake of his name. We say this three times a day, and really it doesn't make any sense. It should be v'zoicher chastei avos, umevi goyel levnei v'neihem, Leman the Avos, because of the Avos. Why does it switch from the Avos to Leman Shemay? So the Torah explains as follows. He says, Chus Avos is what keeps Klal Yisrael going. But Chus Avos doesn't last forever. It's like a bank account. And every time the Rebbeinu Shalom has to go into that account and use Chus Avos, then we use it up. And there's a certain point where Schus Avos could end. What happens then? How do we keep on going? So the Torah says it's Leman Shemay. If we live our lives for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, even if you run out of Schus Avos, so then you're going to keep on going because of Leman Shemay, because you're living your life for me. You're being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. So B'zoicher Chastei Avos, who may be Goyel of Nei V'Neihem, is of course because of Schus Avos. But Hashem says if it runs out, it's Leman Shemay. I think there's no greater Leman Shemay than really what went on here every Thursday night. This is Mesiras Nefesh of Alabatim, and even for the life, to come out so late at night, and to give up whatever else they'd be doing, usually sleeping so late, and to say, no, I'm going to come learn, without glory, without shalent, without kugel, there's no gashmius. The gashmius is the geshmak and the learning. But that is mesiras nefesh. And that's chus. When we go into Yom Kippur tomorrow night, the Rebbeinu Shalom of course will save us because it's chus avos. But now on top of the chus avos, we could all proudly walk into Kol Nidrei and to the Yom HaKadosh and say, Rebbeinu Shalom, we're here leman shemay. We did it. The things the Kabbalahs we took upon ourselves last year, we kept through the year, and amidst Hashem together we'll be standing here, I don't know how many years it will take, but we'll be making a siyum on Avodah Zarah. And like the Rav always says, bring a friend, make it even better, pack the house. It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing, and why should we keep it only for ourselves? So thank you, Rabbi Reisman, for being mechazik us. You're just unbelievable. Gevaldik. And thank you for the shul, for opening up the shul and letting us outsiders that don't live in the immediate neighborhood come in and to really be part of this special place. The Gemara ends off famous story that there were four Tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, that were walking, and Shuv Tamachas, there was another time they were walking after the Churbin, and Oilim Yushalayim, they were on the way up to Yushalayim. Even Shigila Harat Saifim, when they reached Harat Saifim and they were able to see the Mokim HaMikdash, Karu Bigdayim, as Allah has said, they ripped their clothes. They write Kriya. Even Shigila Harabayas, when they reached Harabayas, Rau Shul Shayatri Beit Kachay HaKadoshim, they saw a fox coming out of the Mokim Kadosh. The stilu heivoichim, 3 out of 4, the Tanayim started crying. Rabbi Akiva mitzachik, Rabbi Akiva was smiling. Amru loy, so they said to Rabbi Akiva, Pneimata mitzachik, why are you smiling? Amru lehen, he said back to him, Pneimata boichim, why are you crying? Amru loy, so they said to Rabbi Akiva, Mokam shakasa boy, this holy place where it says, Vazara kariv yumas, that even if a Zara, regularly Yisrael, goes there, he's going to die. And now a fox is going there, you don't cry, it's terrible. So I'm going to answer Rabbi Akiva, said back to them, that's exactly why I'm smiling. Because it says, what shaykhs of Uriah have to do with the same pasuk as Zechariah? Uriah b'mikdash rishon and Zechariah b'mikdash sheni. Ella tala kosin nevuasei shel Zechariah b'nevuasei shel Uriah. The pasuk is tying together the nevuah of Zechariah, which we'll see in a second, with the nevuah of Uriah. By Uriah it says lachem beglalchem tzion sada techaresh. Uriah describes a time when the Harabayas and Sion will be plowed over and it will be desolate, it will be a horrible situation. But then Zechariah it says, the famous pasuk speaking about by Yemos HaMashiach, when there will be children running around the streets of Yerushalayim, will be the simcha, will be beautiful. So the Akiva explained, actually, Neskayman of Uasai Shal Uriah, until I saw a Nebuah of Uriah being Mekayim, because that had to come first. Who knows how long we'll have to wait? But Akshav, Sheneskayman of Uasai Shal Uriah, now that I see that the Nebuah of Uriah came, so now everything is clear, and the Hashem can bring us the Yadua Shene Uasai Shal Zechariah Misnayemes, that will come hopefully soon, that the Nebuah of Zechariah is Mekayim. The Balashim Zaramulai, so they answered Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Nichantanu, Akiva Nichantanu, Akiva you comfort us, Akiva you comfort us. Hajjan Allah was Eilain Alaikim, Sikhim, Sakhis Makis. Hajjan Allah was Sakhis Makis, Hajjan Halon, Daitan Sakhis Makis, Daitan Halon, the Yisrael Nab Sakhis Makis, Yisrael Nab Lai Bam, Dave Lai Bam, Dossi. Hajjan Allah was Sakhis Makis, Hajjan Halon, Daitan Sakhis Makis, Daitan Halon, the Yisrael Nab Sakhis Makis, Yisrael Nab Lai Bam, Dave Lai Bam, Dossi. May oy vay tsakha kemen mit tsakh ki loyd un yili yili bi tsom de kakh lo man le evish loyd un le eska ki to lekha ki vav ki tsoni baruch ata adinay la de kakh ko men un men un men tsel vay loyd un akhn un fnakh ad noy lein lo vay tsay shu sam tsu khatin vesh be tsmedish ve sam tsu khatin vesh kol shon mashkin vay mashkin ana mashkin de vay tsay vay mashkin kvar mit tayl ana men un vayna melin ana amel kam tsakh ve him men un kam tsakh I'm not afraid of the dark.
Oh, my meaning.